Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. But those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices Show, Will Cheshire.
Good Wednesday afternoon. It's another edition of the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We're almost into the springtime, and that means softball and baseball are going to be the features for us yet again today. We're joined now by sophomore outfielder from the softball team, Elena Ostoff. And Elena, how are we doing today?
I'm pretty good, you know, just living the life of a Jeffco athlete.
Yeah, and speaking of, you guys were scheduled to have a doubleheader today against John A. Logan, but you guys got that canceled. So were you a little disappointed, or were you able to catch up on some homework or something?
A little bit of both. I was sad we got canceled because I felt like we were going to come out, do good, because we've been practicing on Hinton because we needed to do that. And then I also was happy because I had a lot of homework to catch up on and study for midterm. So it was... I don't know how you want to say it, but...
Yeah, kind of a win-win in a sense. You know, you don't have a game, catch up on the homework. You have a game, you get to play softball. But speaking of, you guys had a big doubleheader win this weekend against Kankakee, and you had a home run in that one as well. So how nice was it, though, as a team to get a doubleheader win against a Division II powerhouse, you know, a team that won the title in 15, the national title, that is, and then the third place finish last year?
We were actually psyching ourselves out a lot before the games. Tony had told us that, you know what, they won nationals, and we started freaking out. We were just like, we got to get it together for this game. We just like, we got to go out there, take good at bats, just got to get it going. And then we get there, and we saw it, and I think we all relaxed, and we just got down to it and got those two wins.
Oh, so it was really Coach Cook making it all in your head then, huh?
He mentioned something about they won nationals and got second and stuff, and we just started getting in our heads, and we kept looking more into it and freaking out. But I think once we got there, we settled down and we knew what we needed to do.
Yeah, well, clearly the little psychology worked out in your guys' favor as well, because able to get the doubleheader win and a big pitching performance as well for you. You had your third home run of the year as well. And Elena, I've noticed you were listed as an outfielder. I had a conversation with Coach Cook before the year, and he said, probably be an outfielder, but now you've been playing a lot of second base as well. So as a defender, what type of adjustments do you need to make when you go from being kind of an outfielder then back into the infield and then sometimes playing more in the outfield, kind of that utility role?
I feel like you just got to be quicker on the infield. You just got to be more alert. I feel like sometimes in the outfield, you can kind of get like, if a team's hitting a lot of ground balls, you can kind of get into your head. But then like infield, you're just always alert. You always just got to be 10 out of 10 in the game. And I do like that. I love second base. It's a great – I like the transition I got.
Yeah, second base or the outfield, if you had to choose?
I think second base. I like being way more in the game. I love being on the dirt, which was funny because I actually wasn't an infield before I came to Jeffco, and then they moved me into second base my last year for the spring, and I loved it ever since, so I like the transition.
Awesome. And obviously, as part of playing second base, you get to hit. You found yourself kind of settled into that number five spot in the order as well. So how nice is it to kind of hit in that five spot, knowing that you got Libby Marco, then you got Taylor Dames, then Gamerick, and then Shelby Clark all in front of you, knowing that the chances of one of them at least being on base for you to hit is pretty high?
I like it. I feel comfortable in that spot, knowing I've got to just go up there. I'll get good pitches since I'm in that number spot, and I can take my swings or get a good at-bat in, and I know that I can always drive them in. And then having people behind me that I know can get on base, like Taylor Norwald, who bats right behind me, I know that if I struggle or something, I know she's going to pick me up that next at bat. Like, I know she'll be there and pick me up for that batter.
Yeah, and then, Elena, for you, from last year to this year, what were some of the biggest things that you worked on in the off season, and are you seeing those changes in the games as well?
I definitely lifted more in the off season, and that's definitely, I feel like, showing from – I usually only hit singles, but lately it's been – feeling kind of more power off the bat, so I feel like working out a lot has really helped me, and I've got to stay in shape, and I'm trying to get my speed back from last year, because I lost some of my speed last year, so I'm just trying to pick that back up.
Yeah, I'd say it's working out for you, though, leading the team in home runs with three bombs and RBIs as well. Is that something that you kind of expected to see that much pop? Like, did you see that prior to the first few games, or was it kind of once you got in the game, go, wow, okay, I really did add some power here.
Coming off the fall, I was nervous for spring. I did not have a hot fall at all. And I came into spring, and I was like, you know what? I just got to go in, got to get out of my head, and just take good at-bats and just get those, just be consistent, get those singles, just get on base and have other people drive me in. And that's what I just go up as a mentality going up to bat. I just got to get a base hit. If I'm going to hit a home run's going to come, but I just got to take my natural swing. Just got to get on base, and then those home runs will come. And I've been thankful enough to get some already this season, which I did not expect to hit at all.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're on pace. For how many home runs did you hit last year?
Eight.
Eight. Okay, so you got five more to go to tie and six to break, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying, but once again, just got to be consistent, stay on base.
Yeah, getting on base, that most important part. For you guys as a whole, how do you feel the team is hitting as a team offensively?
I feel like we're coming together way more. I feel like everyone kind of struggles at the beginning of the season. Like, first games, you got a whole bunch of nerves, and you're nervous for the game. But then, like, I feel like we're getting in a good mesh, and we know what's going on. And we're very good at communicating on what the pitchers throw in and how's it going and stuff like that. So I feel like as a team, we're very good hitting.
Yeah, that's what chatted with Abby Myers after the game, Ken Kiki, and that's what she said was communication. Communication was kind of really important. So is that something that you guys kind of pride yourselves on and making sure that you guys are all aware of what's going on out there on the diamond?
Oh, yeah. Every time someone comes into the dugout, everyone asks, hey, what's going on? What is this pitcher looking like? What is she throwing you? And we always communicate on that matter, and we just always make sure everyone else knows. And it's good to go up there knowing a little bit about the pitcher that you wouldn't just go up there blind. Like, I don't know how Libby Marker does it. She's an amazing leadoff batter. As me personally, I like knowing a little bit about my pitcher, and she just goes up there not even knowing, just goes up, hits those balls, and I'm like, you know what? You're awesome for that matter.
Yeah, now correct me if I'm wrong here. This is just my observation from the booth when I watch you hit. There are times when you get up there, and sometimes I notice you just kind of take a pitch all the way. And is that in large part of what you just said, so then at least you have an idea what's coming?
Yeah, so I've learned I'm very, very bad at hitting first pitch strikes, so I usually just always take it till I get a strike. I've gotten more comfortable getting down in the count. I don't mind it. Like, I just got to make sure that I'm going to hit the ball and I'm going to keep fouling them off until I get my pitch that I can drive. So I don't mind taking those pitches. It doesn't make me any extra nervous. So, but every time anyone's just like, oh, that first pitch is a strike, and I'm like, you're telling the wrong person. I'm probably not going to swing at it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody's got the strategy going up, and clearly what you're doing is working. So I don't think it's a problem at all. How nice was it offensively as a team to, against a Kankakee team, very good, you guys got those really clutch, timely hits. You know, obviously in that first game, Taylor Dames came up and got that two-run single, and I think it was the fifth inning in the bottom of the fifth. And then in the next game, it was early in the first inning, but ended up being pivotal at the time. Mm-hmm. You guys walk, I think it was six people walked, and then you guys were able to score some runs. But then Abby Myers came up and got a clutch hit from the bottom end of the order as well. So how nice is it to see from the two-hole hitter up top down to Abby Myers towards the bottom, coming up with those big hits that end up being crucial for the game?
It's great, because knowing just in, as a team, that we are comfortable with anyone we put up to bat, and we know that they're going to get those hits, drive us in. It's a great feeling. Like you said, Taylor came in with that super clutch hit with bases loaded. We needed those runs to get in. And then Abby Myers coming out of her head, just hitting that ball and driving in those runs, getting those RBIs. We were so happy for her, because she needed it, and then she got it and just came in clutch. So I just love as a team how we can be comfortable knowing whoever's in that batter's box, we know that they're going to come in clutch.
Awesome. And obviously you guys got softball still going the end of the week here. You guys will play Crowder on Friday, and then scheduled to go to Joplin. We'll see how that holds up with the pending storms coming in on Saturday. But what are your thoughts about Crowder on Friday?
We just got to go in there. It's a big regional. opponent. We just got to go in there, get our good at bats. Definitely all comes down to batting, and our pitchers I know are going to give us a good game because we can always rely on our pitchers. We have very consistent pitchers. And our defense, we have pretty decent defense. I'm confident in them too. So I feel like the main thing of Crowder, we just got to go get those good at bats and just get base hit after base hit, and it'll all come together.
And then in the Joplin tournament, is that kind of the same process as well?
Yeah. We play, I think, one of our district opponents. And I am excited to see that game because that should be good. Obviously, we're going to see it in the future, so I'm excited for that game.
Awesome, awesome. And Elena, let's ask a couple questions about yourself. You're a sophomore at Jefferson College, so what are you studying?
Psychology.
Awesome. And what do you want to do with that psychology degree?
I'll become a social worker out of college, and then I hope to go back and get my master's and then eventually get my doctorate in child psychology and become a child psychologist. So
sounds
I'm excited
like,
for that.
Yeah, sounds like you got the plan kind of all laid out. So when did that kind of formulate? When did you kind of at first were like, okay, I want to be a child psychologist?
I actually came into Jeffco wanting to be an athletic trainer and then become a physical therapist. And then I started taking classes here. And I mean, I've always liked psychology a little bit. And I took another psychology class here and I was like, you know what? I think I like psychology more. I think that's going to be a better fit for me. So then I started taking more and more classes, and I just absolutely love psychology, learn about it. So everything changed when I came here. So it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. What is it about psychology that piques your mind?
It just amazes me how the mind works. Like, just every little detail in the brain and how it all just forms together and how it can play weird thing tricks on a person and stuff like that. Like, it's just super interesting in that way.
Yeah, and you watch any specific shows or anything like that that kind of piques your interest there, that gives you a little psychology edge yourself?
I absolutely love Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds has to be by far my favorite show I've watched. I've watched it 3 times through. I absolutely love it.
3 times through? How many seasons are there?
10, I think. 10.
10 seasons? How many episodes a season?
20.
Oh, wow. That's what, 200 episodes?
Yeah, I love it. It's so interesting.
So you've seen
crazy.
It 600 episodes.
Yes.
Wow. Have you ever thought of it out loud, how many episodes that might be?
No, yeah. I'm not.
Elena, how about the softball team itself? Obviously, you talked about communication key. Do you guys get along really well off the field? Are you guys all really close friends?
We do. We love hanging out together. I feel like every night someone's trying to say, hey, let's go do something, or hey, let's all go out to eat together, or we can study because a lot of us are in the same classes. We go and do homework together. I feel like all in all, we always interact with each other, and we all know that if anything ever happens as a team, we can step up and be like, hey, we need to work this out. We are a team. Let's just get it all worked out, get it out, all out. And I think that helps us a lot. We're very good, like you said, at communicating on and off the field. We just got to get it all worked out because we know when it gets down to the end of the season, team chemistry is going to be a huge role in where our team is going to go. Because if we're all segregated and we don't, like, there's groups and we aren't communicating or anything, we know that as a team we're not going to focus on the field. We're going to be more in our cliques and not thinking about it. So as a team, being one family, we have to do that because we know that's going to be a super, super clutch whenever it comes down to the end of the season.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And then for you as well, who do you live with here on campus?
I live with Kate O'Day, Emily Brewer, and Hannah Height, and I absolutely love my room. We are tight as a family.
Awesome. So you guys, cook together, watch TV together, all that stuff?
Yeah. We always have, a show going in the room. Right now we're watching Shameless, and we always usually eat together and stuff like that. We'll do homework together. Like, it's just stuff like we always clean together. So we are super, super close as a room. I love it.
Yeah, Shameless is a great show. I recently watched that as well.
I didn't think it. I was like, I don't know what the hype's about. And then my roommate started watching it, and I started watching it, and I was like, this is an addicting show.
It is. Nothing really major happens, but it's super addictive.
Yes.
How about cooking? Who's the best cook amongst your roommates?
Oh, man, I don't know. I feel like all of us can pretty much cook. I mean, we're pretty even. I mean, there's a lot of cooking chicken, so you can't really mess that up, so. Life of a college student, am I right?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Mainly just Emily's mom makes us lasagna a lot, and her mom makes some really good lasagna. So.
Oh, you get a little spoiled there.
Oh,
then,
we do. My mom spoils us a lot, too. My mom spoils us as a team. She makes, a treat or something for us every single game. She spoils us.
Awesome. Hey, I got how about on the team as a whole? When it comes to, everybody out there probably has got the people out there that think they can sing, but they really can't, but they'll belt out in tune all the time. Who is that on the team? Who thinks Who's always in singing, even though it's like, you know, we could really use without it.
I feel like we're all singing, but you know,
Okay, so it's a team effort.
Abby Myers can belt it out. Like, I'm not saying she's bad, but she, 'cause some songs she kills, but she will just belt out anything at any given time. No matter what situation, you just hear Abby singing. And if you watch in our dugout, whenever we have our walk-ups going on, we all sing and dance in the dugout to each other's songs and stuff like that, so it's awesome. But we all sing a lot of time. Like, if you come out during BP and we're playing music, you always see us in the outfield shagging balls singing, but Abby belts it.
She belts it
out. That's
awesome.
She is not shy to.
And then how about when it comes in your, you know, amongst your apartment, who's the messiest? Who's the one that you kind of got to nag on to clean up a little bit?
I hate to say it, Kate O'Day.
Kate O'Day?
She tries. She'll clean her room, and 2 days later, it'll be dirty again. But she'll help clean. She definitely helps clean. Whatever mess she'll make, she'll clean it up. We don't have to worry about it. But she probably is the messiest out of all of us.
Awesome. Well, we've learned so much about the softball team in such a short amount of time here. Elena, just last thoughts on how the season's going so far for you guys, obviously at 13-5 now on the year and then with a big weekend ahead.
I feel like we're doing good. We just got to make sure we keep our hitting consistent. That's our main thing as a team. We just got to focus on our hitting. But that will fall into place. I feel like it's coming together. And we just got to keep communicating and keep that team bonding going. And I feel like we're going to go far this season. I have great, great hopes for this season. I really do.
Awesome. Well, Elena, thanks very much for coming on the show and speaking with us and allowing everybody to get to know the softball team a little bit better.
Thanks for having me.
That's sophomore Elena Ostoff joining us here on the Viking Voices show on 1400 KJFF. We'll switch gears and give it to the head coach, Coach Tony Cook, coming your way next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. And they're joined now by the head coach of the Jefferson College softball program. Just spoke with a sophomore, Elena Ostoff, of the team. And now Coach Tony Cook. Coach Cook, as always, thanks for being here. And Coach Cook, you guys had a game scheduled today, a doubleheader against what would have been a familiar opponent in John A. Logan, but canceled. It didn't work out. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, a little disappointing. You know, the storms came through the other night down there too, like they hit us. And, you know, I think they got a couple inches of rain and tarp blew off the field. So unfortunately, we were unable to play. And so, but we are making this game up on this coming up Tuesday at noon and 2.
It'll be on the road as well?
We will be.
And then, Coach, were you guys able to get into practice today then at least?
We had some hitting on our own today. We let them catch up on some schoolwork, stuff like that, and then told them they had voluntary hitting, but we kind of emphasized real strongly that they, you know, need to get down in the hole and hit. So I saw quite a few of them down there hitting a while ago.
Awesome. And, Coach, what have you seen from the hitting? I remember, I want to say a couple weeks ago now, we had that conversation. You said a little more consistency, and obviously we've had about a week and a half since then. So what have you seen growth wise?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, I think we're taking some good swings. We're not chasing the pitches the pitchers are throwing at us. We're waiting for the pitch that we want to see and hit. And that's the biggest thing we got to keep doing. And you know, we've been seeing some, you know, some good quality pitchers, you know, some good arms thrown against us, and we just got to make, you know, keep making that contact against it, and make sure we're swinging at the pitches we want to, and not the, you know, the pitchers that they're throwing at us. You know, we don't want to be defensive hitters, the biggest thing. We want to be aggressive. We want to go after the ball.
Coach, who have you kind of seen step up at the dish this year offensively that you think has helped lead the charge?
You know, the biggest one in mind, you know, you got to look at with stats and stuff, it's got to be Grimerick or Elena there, either one. But, you know, Grimerick really has, you know, come along this year so far from what she did last year. And, you know, she's really providing, you know, we boosted her up and put her in the third spot now to kind of give her an opportunity to get some more RBIs, which is happening. And so, you know, we just need her to stay consistent where she's out there now. And, you know, she's close to 500. And we really need it out of her if we're going to be successful.
Coach, I think another player that's given you guys such a good asset as well in the lineup has been Liz Kite, kind of down to that number 9 spot for you guys. I mean, she certainly doesn't hit like a number 9 hole hitter is, you know, I guess, quote, supposed to hit. Mm-hmm. But she's been raking for you guys, and I think that gives you guys a lot of consistency too.
Yeah, you know, with her being in a 9-hole, you know, with her speed, she can either, you know, put the soft tap down, or she can go up there and hit the double down the line or whatever. And so it's nice when she gets on base, and then we come around that top of the order with Marco at top and then Dame. So we really like her in that 9-hole, and she's done a good job there so far for us.
I guess, you know, that's why they call it the second leadoff spot then, huh?
It really is. I mean, if you look at it like that, it really can be.
And, Coach, obviously the pitching, I think, for you guys has been a pretty good, particularly in that doubleheader against Kankakee. Shelby Clark struggled a little bit with her location, but still only gave up that one run. And then, obviously, Taylor Nordwald came into relief through five scoreless innings. Michaela Sennett pitched well in that next game. So what have you seen from the girls in the circle?
You know, really, Norwald's the one that's catching our eye right now. She's really got good command of her pitches, and she's got good velocity going right now, and her curveball's really working really well with her rise ball. And so we really need that from her because of, you know, the way our pitching staff's set up. And so, you know, Mick's doing a really good job coming in on that second game for us. And then, you know, Shelby, we've been, you know, she's been struggling, and, you know, a lot of Shelby's stuff is just self-confidence. You know, she puts a lot of pressure on herself, but, you know, she comes out and throws like, she, you know, the Shelby of old. You know, she can be dominant. And, you know, we worked on a little bit today with her throwing. And so hopefully she'll, you know, we'll see the old Shelby on Friday when we play Crowder.
Absolutely. But part of that with Shelby is that, you know, hitting-wise, she doesn't seem to have missed a beat at all. So how nice is it to see that when a player might be struggling in one aspect of the game, she's not letting it affect that other aspect?
Yeah, and that's the biggest part. We talk to all our pitchers about it, you know, that do hit for us is, hey, you know, you can't transfer that over to the hitting part. You know, you got to leave that behind, you know. If you have bad inning on the in the circle, you got to make sure that when you get up to the plate, you know, you forget about that last half inning, and you got to come out and step up and be a, you know, now you're an offensive hitter now for us.
And then, Coach, obviously a big weekend for you guys coming up Friday, region play. You got Crowder, and then the Joplin tournament as well. First, let's talk a little bit about Crowder and how have they been kind of historically with the program.
You know, Crowder's always had a strong program. You know. Biggest nemesis for them was, you know, their very first 6 years, we struggled against them, you know. And then finally we kind of started figuring things out and done a little bit better job on our part on recruiting and getting some players in here to compete with them. And, you know, fortunately for us, we won the region the last 4 years straight. So we kind of reversed roles with those. And, you know, we think we got a really good chance this year. And, you know, you got to look at Crowder and you got to look at us as the favorite for that region. And you know, it's going to be one of us, and hopefully it's going to be us because we think we're, you know, with the players we got and the way we're playing right now, we think we can be in that role.
Yeah, what are you guys going to need to do on Friday to keep playing like you're playing and come away with a couple victories?
You know, Crowder can hit, so our pitchers got to be able to, you know, got to throw strikes, and we got to make them chase some pitches, and we got to hit locations. Definitely that's one of the biggest aspects of it. And then we got to hit the ball. We got to hit the ball up and down the lineup, not just, you know, top three or four up top and you know, maybe get one or two in the middle. We got to, you know, 1-9. We got to somehow they got all got contribute to that 7 innings of that game. And you know, it's going to be more likely it's going to be a high scoring game. I think, you know, Crowder can swing it, and I think where our bats are going, we're going to have to swing it too. And so we'll have to see what happens.
And then this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, scheduled to play in the Joplin or down in Joplin. Who we got slated on that?
You know, it's a tough. We got three tough opponents on Saturday. We got Iowa Western. We got NEO from Oklahoma, and then our third game is from Cali from Kansas. So all three of them, you know, we lost to Cali earlier this year 10-4, and but we didn't throw Shelby or Mick or Taylor against them. So we're thinking that, you know, they haven't seen either one of those three, so we think we had a good chance against them. Iowa's a Region 11 opponent for us. You know, we got to face them in district maybe, or Indian Hills, one of those two. So it's good to see them early, see what they got. So, you know, and then, you know, NEO's always got a good program. You know, last year they finished, I think, top four in the country, and, you know, they're right now, you know, they were preseason ranked, and so things with them are, you know, they're off to a little bit of a slow start this year, but they haven't played very many games. I think they're 3-4 in the season or 4-3. You know, they've only played 7 games. So, but they'll always, you know, their coach down there is really good with that program, and, you know, before it's all over, they'll be in the mix down at the end.
Coach, before I let you go here, you know, obviously we're, you know, getting close to a third of the way into the season, and just what have you seen so far that's impressed you most about this club?
You know, they're gamers. You know, we've had some games where we need a clutch hit. You know, and Kankakee kind of showed it. You know, Atlanta tied up with a home run, then we're 1-1 to the fifth inning, and then we get the big two-out hit, you know, from Taylor Dames that scored, and we win that game 3-1. And, you know, the second game was kind of the same thing, but it was on a different aspect. It was our defense that kind of shut the door on them, and then we would mix pitching. And so, a little bit of everything that's going on for us right now, and I think we got to continue that. I think we got to, you know, our pitchers got to be able to keep us in the games, and then our offensively, we got to keep hitting the ball.
Awesome. Well, as always, Coach Cook, thanks very much for taking some time out of your afternoon and coming on and having a conversation with us. You going to watch any of the basketball games here tonight?
You know what? I'm going to stick around, Will. Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. I'll talk with you then, Coach Cook.
All right.
That's Vikings softball head coach Tony Cook joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. When we get back, going from one diamond to the other, we're talking some baseball with freshman Anthony Green and a sophomore Cole Bornhop coming your way next on KJF. Welcome back into the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We spoke with sophomore Elena Ostoff earlier, and then we spoke with the head coach, Tony Cook, just recently on the softball program. And now we're going to talk with a couple of baseball players, but we do things one at a time here. And we got freshman Anthony Green. And Anthony, been seeing you primarily play first base. Is that kind of your spot for you?
Yeah, so far here. Of course, coming in the fall, I wasn't too sure what to expect because in high school and summer ball, I'd always played third or shortstop or and even some outfield. And so that was an open spot, and they put me over there, and it's been so far so good.
How is that freshman year going for you, Justin, from high school to the collegiate level?
It's been good. Of course, again, in the fall, I wasn't too sure what to expect because, of course, coming to a program like this, I knew there was going to be good competition and everything and good players. And with the way I played in the fall, it wasn't as good as I had hoped. And so in terms of the spring, I wasn't too sure what to expect. But everything is kind of taking care of itself with how hard we worked and everything in the fall and the winter. And then on the school side of things, the transition has been pretty easy, honestly. It's good to have study hall, and the teachers care about you. And, you know, I can go to my teammates for just about anything. So that's nice.
Yeah, first question for you is, I like how you added in the school part of that. Yeah. That's good stuff. First part of that, you mentioned struggled a little bit in the fall or mm-hmm. played not to your expectations. Mm-hmm. What types of things did you learn from your play in the fall that you really wanted to work on and that you've now displayed in the spring? Because off to a nice start here in the spring, hitting over 300.
I would say confidence, which of course is big no matter where you are, but just trusting in yourself and knowing day in and day out that, you know, no matter the result, that you still, you know, are your absolute best. And I would say in the fall, the biggest thing for me was my hitting. I didn't hit as well as I had hoped. And so I really, you know, got after it with some of the sophomore guys and CP and Coach Stanton and really worked on, you know, quite a few different things. And it all started to click at just the right time going into the spring. And so I've been feeling really good.
Awesome. And then going to the school part of that, yeah. You mentioned that it's been a fairly easy transition for you. You don't hear that all that often from a person that goes from a high school senior to a freshman. I know for me personally, it didn't go well.
Yeah.
For you, what's been the biggest thing? Usually you see time management, and that's kind of the biggest, hardest part. Have you always been good at time management? Or?
No, actually. In high school, it was something I had to pick up and really learn quick because my freshman year of high school, I didn't do very well at all. And from then on, it got much better because, like you said, time management, I was playing three sports, so I was going fall, winter, and spring, and I was just real lazy, and so that was a skill that I definitely picked up. And then of course it helps having Jason here. He's on top of everything, and so just kind of following his guideline and just understanding that during, you know, what I think is free time, that I should probably be getting schoolwork done and all that. And so that's been, you know, my biggest focus is in any free time I get to get some work done.
Awesome. Well, that's good that you picked that up early.
Yeah.
What are you studying? Do you have that decided yet?
Yeah, computer information systems will be my route, and then I'll pick up business classes along the way, so it'll probably turn into business information systems, honestly.
Awesome. And so right now, then, I imagine a lot of that's kind of prereq classes that you're taking?
Mm-hmm. Right now, just like macroeconomics, intro to business. I'm actually in a programming class right now with Raul, our second baseman and outfielder. And that's going really well. Tough, but it's fun. It's fun stuff.
And then going back to the diamond on the baseball field, you guys split with Joliet this last weekend and then had a game supposed to be yesterday, but that got rained out or the field was too wet. Next region opponent, you got Three Rivers coming up tomorrow and then on Friday as well, back-to-back doubleheaders. So what are you guys going to need to do offensively with the bats to try to get on to Three Rivers?
So the biggest thing that we've talked about is mainly not to think too far ahead, because of course with the bats as of lately, I think what we've kind of done is maybe hope that someone else would, you know, be that spark or get it going and keep looking like, okay, well, let's get it next inning and next inning and next inning. But the biggest thing going into these next games is definitely going to be to just take it one pitch at a time, not to get too far ahead of yourselves, and just to keep a so what mentality. Like, you know, if we have a guy go down on strikes, so what? Like, next guy up, let's go after, let's get it. If we have an error, so what? Just really focusing on one pitch at a time and really just making that be the best that you can make it.
Absolutely. And Anthony, thanks very much for taking a few minutes out of your day to speak with us here on the Viking Voices show. We're going to turn things over now to the sophomore catcher here, Cole Bornhop, before we have to decide. So putting the headset on is Mr. Bornhop. And Cole, how are we doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. Just finished practice a little bit ago, took some BP, so getting ready for Three Rivers tomorrow. So hopefully it all goes well.
Yeah, how long are you guys out there for today?
Probably about an hour and a half or so.
Okay, just maybe keeping it a little light?
Yeah, just getting our swings in, trying to work on opposite field. We haven't been too well, hitting too well the opposite field lately. So trying to get it so we can spread the ball a little better and just keep on working.
Yeah, is that kind of the biggest emphasis that the coaching staff has put on you guys, is to get those bats moving a little more?
Yeah, we like I said, a lot of our guys have been thinking too much pull side and not really looking at that pitch on the outside corner, and we're getting strikeouts because of it. So if we can expand our plate and hit that outside pitch more, we'll hopefully get more guys on base and work some counts too. So
on the flip side of that, Cole, you're the catcher on the ball club, which means you also get a front row seat to the pitching staff as well. So what have you seen from the pitching staff as a whole? Obviously, you got the starters that are consistently being out there, and Newell and Creed and Juergen. So what have you seen from that rotation?
I'm consistently catching Troy and Spencer for the most part. But, you know, Troy's been looking pretty good early on. He had a shaky start two starts ago. But, I mean, for the most part, he's pretty on every game. And then Spencer's always good also. So it's fun. It's fun catching him. And our defense behind him has been great too. We just got to get those bats going.
Yeah, you talk about Spencer. He obviously had a great outing on Friday. I think it was, what, 8 innings, no runs, and like 8 strikeouts. So what type of stuff does he have that makes him a tough guy to face in the box?
He locates well. He locates well. You can call an inside pitch or an outside pitch, and 95% of the time he's going to nail that spot with a fastball, curveball, or a splitter. So it's fun catching him and Troy because they're really good at that. You can trust them, and you know I like having them trust me that if they throw that breaking ball in the dirt, I'm gonna get it, and keeps the running game down too. So
yeah, which obviously you guys love to get that running game down low. How awesome is it when you get a chance to just gun down a runner, like you just hose them down? How's that feeling?
No better feeling, but you got to keep it kind of calm. You can't get too excited or else you're gonna sail one out to center field or something.
Yeah, don't want to do that. You talk about with Troy and Spencer, that's a righty and lefty there as well. So for those at home that may not know, what are the big key differences when you're catching a guy that throws right-handed and then a guy that might throw left-handed?
With a left-handed guy, his ball's going to slide a little more naturally because, I mean, I don't know why lefties just kind of drop their arm down a little lower. But on a righties, their ball seems to two-seam a little more, so it's a little easier to catch. It kind of goes into it. And obviously having a lefty, he's going to throw to your glove side as a catcher. So, a lot of balls are going to go off that glove side, and you have to be better at framing strikes with a lefty, I would say.
Okay. And then Cole, for you, obviously being a sophomore, you were here last year, so this is your second year with the program. So what types of things are you seeing from this team compared to last year's team that might be a big difference?
I think our team chemistry this year is a lot better. I think a lot of the guys mesh well. I'll go apartment to apartment while we're up in the dorms, and you just see everybody hanging out in other people's rooms and just getting to know everybody, and there's not a boring moment here. So
that's awesome. Cole, anything you'd like to add about this weekend's games against Three Rivers before I let you go here?
We've been fighting all week so far, and hopefully we can come out and get a couple W's, get our record even further above 500. So
well, I'll be there to see it tomorrow and there on Friday as well, so we're looking to it, Cole. Thanks very much for hopping on here.
Thank you.
That is sophomore catcher Cole Bornhop joining us here on the Viking Voices show, as well as freshman infielder Anthony Green. That's going to conclude this edition. As always, though, if you missed it, tuned in late, you want to hear it back, you can log on to MIMOinfo.com, check out the Jefferson College Athletics page, and then scroll down to Viking Voices, and you can hear back to this show. Will Cheshire alongside with you. Madeline Gilbert will have your news as we approach the top of the hour. That's coming up next year on 1400 KJFF.